From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 27th of May, 2009. KXCI is gathering donations for its annual rummage sale this Saturday. If you hear some crashing noises behind me today, that's what that is. The sale will be held at St. Mark's Presbyterian Church, 3809 East 3rd Street in Tucson. More information to be gotten at kxci.org. Also taking place on Saturday evening will be the Tucson Roller Derby bout at Blade World, 1065 West Grant, between the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses and the Copper Queens. More information on that bout available at TucsonRollerDerby.com. Reaction to California's Prop 8 being upheld by that state Supreme Court was immediate and widespread yesterday. 2,000 people marched from the West Village to Union Square in Lower Manhattan. Over 1,000 marched on Chicago's Halsted Street, Philadelphia, Boston, Dallas, Washington, and over 100 more cities, including Tucson, saw protests yesterday. Meanwhile, an Orange County, California homophobe group from the Reaganite 80s is threatening a recall of California Supreme Court Justice Carlos Moreno for opposing yesterday's decision. The outfit calls itself the American Civil Responsibilities Union and had been one of the crackpot cliques that joined in Cold War rhetoric back when. Now that the Soviet Union is no more, they apparently need other Americans to act as their scapegoats. The pro-equality protests continue in the case of Los Angeles. Tonight at 6 p.m. at the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel, where President Obama is scheduled to speak, two noted attorneys from opposite sides in the Bush v. Gore Florida election squabble 9 years ago have united to file a challenge in federal court to Prop 8. Former Solicitor General Ted Olson, George W. Bush's ex-attorney, and David Boies, Albert Gore's ex-attorney, filed this morning in federal court to have marriage rights for gay men and lesbians reinstated in California until all the other Prop 8 challenges are exhausted. Some groups, including Lambda Legal, think the injunction is premature, noting that the U.S. Supreme Court does not look ready to rule in favor of equal rights as it is currently constituted. By the way, Will Durst notes that it's rather curious. It didn't take President Obama nearly as long to pick his Supreme Court justice nominee as it did his dog. Another 50,000-watt radio station has gone silent. KRKR-FM in Lincoln, Nebraska, most recently a soft adult contemporary outfit. The owners hope to get it back up and running in a couple of weeks, but no promises. Paul McCartney and Bob Dylan are expected to try out a songwriting collaboration this summer. The two 60s rock music icons have California homes near each other, and Dylan has said the idea of trying things out with another former Beatle is exciting to him. Dylan had co-written one song with George Harrison on his 1970 album All Things Must Pass and appeared on Harrison's Concert for Bangladesh benefit concerts in 1971. Obituaries today include one for Peter Zezel, who spent 15 seasons as a National Hockey League center, playing two Stanley Cup finals in the mid-80s for the Philadelphia Flyers, later playing for St. Louis, Dallas, Washington, Vancouver, New Jersey, and his hometown Toronto. For the last 9 years plus, Zezel has been fighting hemolytic anemia, a rare blood disease that destroys red cells faster than the human body can replace them. He was only 44 years old. Leo Jackson has died. In 1979, he became the first African-American mayor in New England. And after his single term, stayed on the New London, Connecticut City Council until 1993. Before that, he had worked at the submarine factory in Groton for 30 years. Jackson was 83 years old. Composer Michael Barr, who wrote for many of the greatest popular vocalists of the 50s and 60s, Streisand, Blossom Dearie, Anita O'Day, June Christie, has died in Los Angeles from complications of diabetes at 82. Jane Randolph, who played the woman trapped by a panther in an indoor swimming pool in one of the scariest of 40s horror movies, Cat People, has died at her home in Switzerland after breaking her hip. She was 94. And one of America's most distinctive editorial cartoonists has died. Draper Hill started out in Massachusetts at the Quincy Patriot Ledger and Worcester Telegram, then going to the Memphis Commercial Appeal before arriving at the Detroit News in 1976 for a 23-year association with that paper. Hill died in Detroit at 73. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. You know you're getting your money's worth out of a wedding reception when the police have to bust the groom. Police in Louisiana said a groom was arrested after his nephew refused to abide by the dress code of the reception hall by pulling up his saggy pants. Kenner police said the officer on detail at the Crystal Plantation during the wedding reception asked Samuel Lucas, 19, to comply with the dress code. Both bride and groom had to sign a contract promising to observe the dress code before using the facility and pull his pants up higher. Lucas disputed the officer's assertion that his underwear was showing. "I have buku witnesses, all my cousins and everything said my pants were not sagging," he said. Lucas's father, Walter Lucas, 52, began arguing with the officer and resisted when the officer attempted to escort him out of the reception hall. Groom John Lucas, 53, allegedly grabbed the officer's arms and tried to prevent him from retrieving handcuffs from his car. The police report said Samuel Lucas shouted and cursed at the officer during the confrontation. All three men were arrested on charges of disturbing the peace, while Walter Lucas was also charged with resisting an officer, and the groom was charged with obstruction of police. Is there a comedy movie in the works there? Who knows? Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.